Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
When incidents like the one that happened today in Nashville, Tennessee, continue in America, we need to pass more reform to keep guns out of dangerous hands and to keep our children safe.
So that was Dick Durbin. I thought it was interesting the way he phrased that. We need to pass more laws to keep guns out of the hands of certain people. He didn't say he wanted new gun laws necessarily. Maybe Dick Durbin is starting to realize that the problem is a mental health problem because the girl's family admits they didn't think she should have a gun and they didn't know she had a gun. But they never put her in the mental health system, and the police had no idea. So again, I don't know what the answer is, but passing more laws, she would have just broken those too because she decided to commit a criminal act. And how do you stop somebody who's done that? There's a lot to unpack in all of that. Joe Cardinale joining us right now. He's a retired lieutenant commander with the New York PD. We've had him on before. Joe, welcome back.
Good morning, Mark. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. What are your thoughts on this issue of what happened in Nashville? I mean, it's a tragedy. We see it happen all too often, and it's almost inevitable that at the end of the story, you find out the individual involved had serious mental health problems that were ignored.
Well, I give Durbin credit for choosing his words carefully rather than getting diarrhea of the mouth the way most of them do and stop blaming it on gun control. Okay, and the mental health issues in this country have manifested over the past 4 years to a point that they've gone unchecked in many areas. Now, I'm not buying the fact that the family didn't know she had a gun. You don't have long guns like this. You don't come and go in your house as you please and not know that they're in the house someplace unless she's doing it covertly at nighttime and putting, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, if that's the case, then they need to revamp some of the laws when it concerns, you know, guns in the household. Never mind, because what if the person that's living in your basement is buying and stocking up guns? Don't you think that the person in that house should say, listen, by the way, these were purchased and they're in your house? So that goes by the wayside. But that being said, I just think that our schools and our houses of worship have become too soft of a target, and we need to revamp how we address them and make them hard targets. We saw what happened in Uvalde. This was the exact opposite with the police response.
Yes.
It was an excellent police response to a very sad, incident, you know, and a devastating incident for the community. All right, but the doors even being locked, she shot through the doors. So each incident has to be addressed accordingly, but I just feel that we've hemorrhaged enough money out of this country to other countries where we should stop putting it into areas like school safety and take it seriously and stop blaming guns all the time. But he's right. Blame the people that are behind the guns. That's the thing. And the mental health crisis comes into that scope, big time today.
I would agree. Retired Lieutenant Commander Joe Cardinale with us this morning. I saw this statistic, and it kind of blew me away, about the murder clearance rate in America, that it's the lowest it's been in like 40 years. I mean, there was a time when we were clearing 70% of murders, and now it's down to 50% roughly. That's shocking.
It's astonishing, the number. That's a drop like I mean, it's unfathomable at times to think that you can get to these levels, but let's look at the state of affairs that brought us here. You had the defunding movement, which went across this country, and everybody accepted it and said, let's do it. We had the cashless bail. We have all these mitigating factors over here that just come into play when you have the same individuals out on the street committing the murders, and then you have depleted police forces that are doubling down with their duties. You have detectives that are going out on patrol because they can't, you know, sustain enough people in the department to handle each area.
Yes.
So the cases aren't going by the wayside by any means. It's just that they're just overworked for the staffing levels that they have. And when you have the same individuals out there that commit the violent crimes and they graduate to murder, all right, this is something that just adds to it. So the murder rate goes up and the case closure goes down. It almost becomes a cold case because they don't have the manpower to investigate them. And that's the last thing you want is a cold case. You want to jump on these homicides as soon as they happen and give it the manpower that needs to solve it as quickly as possible.
Sure.
Before these individuals are in the wind.
Yep. St. Louis alone might be contributing to part of that number. We've got like 3,000 or 4,000 cases backlogged because our George Soros-backed prosecutor here in the city won't deal with it. She's got officers she won't deal with. I think that's just the tip of the iceberg around the country right now. When you look at the approach to prosecuting criminals, it's almost like it's criminal justice reform is justice for criminals.
Right. It's geared for the criminal, all these systems. Everything is geared for the criminal, not for the cops. You don't have that 1-2 punch you used to have where you brought the cases to a DA who would prosecute. And these DAs are not held accountable for civil liability, because if they were held accountable and you could sue them for negligence, all right, they'd be out of that office immediately, or they would do their jobs. But they walk around like peacocks, and we're going to pick and choose what we're going to do. You know, society doesn't work like that. You need to hold people accountable for their actions.
Yeah.
You can't hold just cops accountable for their actions. You need to hold criminals accountable.
Amen. Lieutenant Commander Joe Cardinale, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you.
Anytime. You take care.
You bet. Good to get him on air. And a great point there. You can't just always point your finger at the police. Don't we know that, right? And he said you could sue him if you could take him to court for negligence. Well, we're taking ours to court, the attorney general is, for incompetence, basically, and negligence. We'll see how that works out. I'll keep my fingers crossed for that.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.